shooting is dropping, the percentages in the Big Ten and throughout college basketball?
Well, I think it's just a trend in athletes today. They don't work at shooting as much as they used to. They spend more time dunking and going behind the back and doing 360 moves and really going out working on a jump shot. You don't have that many pure shooters. And when you don't have pure shooters, you can't get a guy at pro level college and change his shot overnight. I think it started from childhood down in camps. They started getting those techniques down and just really work on shooting. If we spend more time shooting the basketball than dunking it, then I think we'll shoot to improve in the next decade or two.
Talking about shooting free throws, here's a team like Indiana with all the talent they have. They can't make a free throw.
No, that's really a shocker. You know, they only lost two ball games to Kentucky and Kansas. They make free throws. They're undefeated. And it's kind of like a lot of teams, you know, around the country. It's not only Minnesota or Indiana. It's just a trend. Guys don't make free throws like they used to.
Clem, what about size? How do you match up with Wisconsin?
Well, I really feel said we have to take advantage of our size. I think if we get the ball inside to Randy Carter and to Dana Jackson once they come off the bench and Jason Walton and Chad Colander, we'll have a chance because we like to take our size against their quickness and kind of offset that quickness with our size. So if we can utilize our size, getting the ball inside with us and really get back in transition, we'll have a chance. So we really got to go inside down there to have a chance to win.
Clem, I'm having Stu Jackson on Sports Night tonight. Anything you recommend I should ask him?
Ask him about his game plan.
Ask him about his game plan.
All his inside secrets.
How do we slow those guys down?
All right.
Clem, what about McDonald? How much will he play tomorrow?
Well, I'm looking forward to extending RL time up to 15 to 22 to 25 minutes. We got to kind of wait and see how he plays. He really played well the other night. He really didn't give us the quickness and didn't do the things we like for him to do. But you got to get that confidence back and playing. So we're going to try to extend his minutes tomorrow night, probably up 18 to 22 minutes.
Are you at the office, Mr. Haskins?
I'm at home.
You're at home?
That's right.
Call you about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
And again, the pregame tomorrow night, Gophers at Wisconsin, 6:30, the first tip, or the tip-off, rather, 7 o'clock, Ray Christensen with the call.
And Clem Haskins Show with Mike and Sid, brought to you this morning by Federated Insurance.
Federated asks, what is the right report?
Why are you asking me?
It's for grown-ups.
The what report?
I know what the right report is, but I'm not telling.
What is the right report from Federated?
My daddy talks about it, but I don't remember.
I want one for Christmas.
It's some kind of business thing.
When you go to work and if something breaks, then you don't have to pay for it at all.
Okay, that one was close. The right report is an analysis of your business. Federated will examine your business insurance options and needs. What you do with the right report then is up to you, but it'll be an invaluable resource when you do come around to insurance decisions. So now, what is the right report from Federated?
It's better than the wrong report.
Look into the right report from Federated Insurance Companies. We write it right.
Your Federated representative in Minnetonka, Eaton Prairie is Ken Stino. In Bloomington, Richfield, call Scott Flom.
8:33, our time on WCCO Radio, a Friday morning. Mike Woodley along with Sid Hartman. And Sid, we have to touch on the North Stars. You just have a tough time beating Eddie Belfour.
Well, they got to find a way to score some more goals. Even when they've been winning games, they are not a team that scores many goals. They had a streak there where they scored six a couple times, five a couple times. But I don't think it's only Belfour. I think the Blackhawks might be the best team in hockey outside of Pittsburgh. Looks like Mr. Sutter took over for Mike Keenan. He's got those guys playing great hockey. I was impressed the other night, Tuesday night when they were here, the way they moved the puck. Their power play is unbelievable, the way they move the puck and get the shots. And they got some great players. They got that Larmer's having a great season. Chris Chelios, one of the great leaders in the league. They got more talent than the North Stars. Mm-hmm. Let's face the facts. Don't you think?
Oh, I definitely agree with you. And the thing that they're doing is playing a great system, too. And that's one thing. The North Stars still are playing a good system, but they need another goal scorer. And maybe they'll find one somewhere along the way.
Where?
Probably. Maybe if they, well, we touched on with Eric earlier, maybe the North Stars should do what the other NHL teams have done and Minnesota hasn't. Find some of these European players, some of the Russian players. Try and get on. You know, that takes a few years, but they might be able to find somebody there.
Well, they've been way behind when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Look at Detroit, the Russian players they have, and a lot of clubs have got some top Russian players. Even the Blackhawks got one top Russian player.
But, yeah, Bobby Clark was not. He was not a believer in that. Now that's hurting the North Stars right now.
Bobby Clark wasn't a believer in doing anything that was hard work to get talent. You got the Timberwolves playing tonight with Bill Musselman Jr. I call him. Mr. Sidney Lowe, you're going to see Bill Musselman basketball. He don't want you to talk it that way, but that's what it is. They're going to play ugly. They're going to try and win. They're going to get in. He's going to get in people's face, and it's going to be a different situation. Jimmy Rogers had his theory. Mr. Sidney Lowe's got his opportunity now, and he's not going to miss it.
I agree with you there. And what was nice about seeing Sidney Lowe, he's not afraid to jump in Chuck Person's face just as well as a Chris Smith, a rookie. So the equal opportunity abuse you can get from the coach on this team now.
You're right. The good basketball coaches do that. And not that anything wrong with Rogers. I hope Rogers gets another job because he's deserving. But I think Sidney Lowe will get this club straightened out, and they got a good chance tonight because Denver, talking about franchises are falling on its face with all their number one draft choices with Mutombo and with Jackson and assorted other players. What have they done? Nothing.
Yeah, they've had a real tough time. They're not drawn very well and haven't for some time. Sidney, have to touch on Carl Eller, one of 15 finalists for the NFL Hall of Fame voting. You're one of the 34 that vote for this. See a lot of big names on there. Chuck Knoll, Fouts, Peyton, Walsh. Does Carl Eller stand really any chance? I'm not optimistic.
I don't think he's got a very good chance the first time in there. But what I'm concerned about, and I'm calling the Hall of Fame today, is why Mr. Grant is not on there. Because I think he belongs on there one more year, and I hope they made a mistake in not putting him on there. Because he's grandfathered in, I think. But we'll find out.
You know, only Fran Tarkenton and Alan Page are Vikings in the Hall of Fame. Those Super Bowl losses seem to lead a lot on people.
Those geniuses on that committee, many of them who have never won a Pulitzer Prize and never will, all they think about is, how about the Super Bowl? And when it comes to the Super Bowl, Mr. Shule hasn't set the world on fire. He's been in six Super Bowls, but lost four of them. Now I hope he gets in this time.
Winning record his last 8 years hasn't hurt him either.
Winning record?
Yeah, at least he has not had a losing record any time in the last 8 years.
Is that right? But he's been in the playoff once out of 8 years.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. Gopher hockey team plays tonight at home and tomorrow night at Mariucci against Northern Michigan, and the Gophers really should win considering Northern has only one conference road win out of 9 games this year. So this should be a chance for Doug Woog to get healthy.
I think you're getting straightened out. They're a very young team, and the big thing is they got Mr. Richards. There's a new illness now, lace. What do you call it? Some problem with the laces. His shoelaces have caused some kind of infection on his right ankle, and he's questionable tonight, but he says he'll play. Travis Richards.
All right, Sidney, any parting comments on this Friday?
No,
we have not exchanged one cheap shot at all at each other all morning.
I just wonder, you know, John Anderson is getting married tomorrow, you know.
Oh, congratulations to the Gopher baseball coach.
Yeah, big wedding tomorrow, and I just wonder if you set your date yet.
No. The day I get remarried, Sid, is the day you retire. We'll do it together. Well, all right?
That might be tomorrow.
Why don't you both get married on the same day? That'd be big, too.
Lee,
no, thank you.
What's your problem, Lee?
you're my problem, Sid. You're my problem. I got to get traffic out here.
Let me ask you one question.
Oh, to make it nice now for
once. Do you know some assistant North Star hockey coach that can take you to North Star game tomorrow night?
Well, let me think. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I do.
Sure.
I'll work. I can't go tomorrow night. We have a game. When are you coming over to watch the kids play?
Do you ever pay for anything?
Never.
Yeah.
That's a great philosophy.
How about Disney World?
I paid for that. The only thing I pay for is when I go out to lunch with you.
Okay.
And I wind up paying.
And the moth flies out of your wallet.
That's right.
You're right.
This woman that's marrying Anderson, she better check out what he means when he says, I'm giving you a diamond.
Oh, I give up.
It's traffic time. 21 minutes before 9. Here's Jerry Peterson.
35W northbound at 494. The crash blocking the right lane. Now cleared off to the right shoulder. Still a bit heavy, though, as you make way past 90th up towards 494. 394 west at 494. Earlier problems there have been cleared out. 494 southbound at the start of the ramp to go eastbound 394. That crash is cleared as well. Had a spin out. 394 eastbound at Penn Avenue cleared out rather quickly, but still very heavy levels of traffic before Highway 100 over towards the area of Penn. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
I'm from Successful Businessman Magazine.
What can I do for you?
You've done very well, Mr. Howe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give our readers any tips?
Work hard from 7 in the morning till 10 at night and don't waste time.
Anything else?
Knowledge is power, especially if you're in sales.
Information is important to sales.
Sure, and I don't miss a thing.
That must take constant study.
I work every day from 7 in the morning until 10 at night. I don't have time to study.
Then how do you...
I watch Channel 4's 10 o'clock news. They say you won't miss a thing, and I don't.
You find Channel 4's news important?
Important. In 30 minutes, I get world and community news, in-depth treatments equipment's undimensioned, plus the I-team, and the station's got more weather equipment than the government.
But why is Channel 4 so important?
I'll tell you why. My competitors waste time reading who knows what and watching five different news programs. But I get it all quicker and better on Channel 4's 10 o'clock news. That leaves me more time to sell, and time is money. In fact, just watching Channel 4's 10 o'clock news will make anyone a successful business person.
What?
You heard me. Just watch Channel 4 and you won't miss a thing.
There's no way my magazine will print this.
That's all right. Channel 4 will have it.
Are you still using a 20-something skincare on 40-something skin? You may have a lot in common with those 20-somethings, but your skin probably isn't one of them. That's why there's Esoterica. Esoterica helps fade dark spots that come with age, and its sunscreen formula helps prevent them from recurring. Plus, moisturizers help keep skin soft and smooth, as Esoterica fades those areas of dark brownish spots. So don't let your skin show your age. Esoterica, it can make 40-something something beautiful.
It's 20 minutes till 9 o'clock, temperature at 5 below now, but Karen says, don't worry, it's going to be all the way up near 17 before the day is over.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Pontiac and your local Pontiac dealer. Why the World Turns. Sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? But in fact, that is the subject of an article that appears in today's issue of Science Magazine. You and I have been told all our lives that love makes the world go round. But a man named Luke Dones, a visiting astronomer at NASA's Ames Research Center in California, says love doesn't have a thing to do with it. He says our planet has been spinning this way since a collision 4.5 billion years ago. Stand by.
And I looked at the BMW and the Lexus, but then I thought, what do I really want?
So, which one?
Neither. I got this.
Really?
A Bonneville? Yeah, it's a new Pontiac. Standard anti-lock brakes, airbag, everything I wanted. And it was a lot less than the BMW or the Lexus.
Bonneville? I'd say you did pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
So do I. We are driving in excitement,
Pontiac. So, you've got a sore throat. How sore is it? And you took a candy-type cough drop. Well, you should have tried a Cepacol lozenge. And you, how's your throat? Oh, really sore, huh? You need a Cepastat lozenge. Skip the candy. Sore throats need Cepacol lozenges. Really, really sore throats need Cepastat lozenges. Use only as directed.
Love makes the world go round. Love makes the world go round. That little song by Bob Merrill expresses a sweet thought, doesn't it? Perhaps even a romantically correct one. But unfortunately, it is scientifically incorrect. Oh, the Earth is spinning, this is true. If it weren't, the sun wouldn't come up in the morning or set at night, since it is our prograde spin that gives us the illusion of the sun traveling across the sky. Without this planetary spin, we wouldn't have morning or evening or day or night. It doesn't feel, standing on the surface of our planet, that we're spinning very rapidly. We don't have a great sensation of movement. But in fact, if you happen to be standing on the equator, you are going about 1,000 miles an hour. And if you're in a plane and take off and fly west at 1,000 miles an hour, you're really standing still. Except, of course, for the fact that you'd still be orbiting the sun like the rest of us. Of the planets, only four are solid: Earth, Mars, Venus, and Mercury. And of those, only Venus spins in the opposite or retrograde direction. Astronomer Luke Dones at the Ames Research Center and Professor Scott Tremaine at the University of Toronto are the spin doctors who theorize the origins of the planetary spin in today's Science magazine. They say that the spin of the solid planet seems to have resulted from collisions way back in time, in our case, maybe 4.5 billion years ago. They think that the same collision that started us spinning probably created the planetary satellite we call the moon. So next time you and your sweetheart are gazing at the moon, and you tell her that love makes the world go round, don't be surprised if she gives you a dreamy look and says, no, my dear, it's simply stochastic accretion at work. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Now through Monday, get 1/3 off every Optimus Hi-Fi stereo receiver at Radio Shack. Our lineup even includes receivers featuring surround sound, digital tuning, remote control, 100 watts per channel. Experience incredible theater sound with an Optimus Dolby ProLogic receiver for under $275. These incredible values on Optimus receivers won't last long, so hurry into your participating Radio Shack store or dealer. 1/3 off sale ends Monday. The best in America.
Radio Shack.
I'm Charles Osgood, CBS Radio Network. Listen for the Osgood File weekday mornings at 525, 740, 840, and 940 here on WCCO Radio 830.
It's a quarter till 9 at WCCO Radio 830, and let's play this for Roger Strom today.
Now that winter coughs are here, remember, you have the right to remain silent with Cherecol D. It's the cough suppressant families have trusted for years, and it quiets all types of coughs. A raw, painful cough? Cherecol D's pleasant cherry-flavored syrup provides quick, soothing relief that silences your cough. A persistent cough? It can continuously interrupt you and everyone around you. Quiet and comfort with Cherecol D. A nagging nighttime cough? Put it to rest with the formula recommended by pharmacists. Silence and sleep with prompt-acting Cherecol D. Got the picture? Cherecol D's the proven, time-tested solution for all your cough miseries. Safe enough for two-year-olds, effective enough for adults. Protect your right to remain silent. Cherecol D, a tradition in good taste.
Cherecol D cough syrup. It's available at your favorite local food, drug, or mass merchandiser. Ask for Cherecol D the next time you need a great cough syrup.
WCCO time, 14 till 9. Cross-country skiing is the world's best aerobic exercise, Roger. We've said that before. But Nordic track is the world's best aerobic exercise here, and you should check into it now as soon as you can.
It is just like cross-country skiing. Now, the problem with cross-country skiing is you had to get dressed up, and you go outside, and you put on the skis, and if you got the wax, you got to put on the wax. And that's all very fine. But you can cross-country ski just like that when you get on your Nordic track in your house. Same kind of exercise, low-impact aerobic exercise.
Well, that's a good thing to mention because unlike running or that high-impact stuff, Nordic Track gives you that smooth workout. And basically, for those of us who have a problem with the knees, it's safer and gentler on our knees. Not only that, but also on the joints and the back.
Now, those who have used the Nordic Track, they did a survey of all these different exercises.
Yeah?
The Nordic Track came out number one. 70% of the people who bought them after 5 years are using them an average of three times a week. Now, we all know that most exercises use about 3 weeks and you forget about them, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. But not with a Nordic Track. Now, if you want a free video,
yes,
and you want to know what we're talking about, you call this phone number, friends, 1-800-3-GET-FIT. What's that number again, Dave? That's 1-800-3-GET-FIT.
Nordic Track.
Or you can visit them out at the Mall of America, too, if you want to.
Nordic Track.
Roger Strombola has not been feeling well today. A little bit of a cold and a cough and stayed up all last night coughing.
Leave me alone. I don't feel so hot. Just leave me alone. Get away from me.
All right, good.
I'll get away from you, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Really. I'll make it. I think I sound worse than I feel.
Well, you're quite a man. There's
yeah,
no question.
Well, I'm a manly kind of guy.
I thought you sounded kind of good.
Sometimes you got to play when you're hurt.
I bet you use Irish Spring, too, don't you?
I do, hey, yeah.
Now, clean up your act and do the markets.
Cash cattle on established cash hogs, 50 cents to a dollar lower, 42 to 40. 42 and a half. How's that for a radio voice?
Listen to those pipes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
boom. Let's go to South St. Paul, where they're always healthy. Morning, Kurt.
Manly, yes, but I like it, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Roger. Good morning.
Hi.
1,200 cattle today. A good run. 1,000 for a special feeder sale. That will start in about 10, maybe 15 minutes. Beef cattle are, although lightly tested, appear fully steady. Good active trade. We do have $80 paid again on some top steers with heifers right along behind, $79.75 for a top. Holstein 66 to 72 with a few beef type at 72 to 76. Cows are steady, 45 to 50, a few 51 to 53. In the hog division, about 1,600 head. Our opening bids are 50 cents to a dollar lower at 41. Sows are steady to 50 cents higher, 33 to 34.50. A couple hundred sheep at the yards today. Looks like the market will end about steady, 64 to 70.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm going to crawl under my desk. Somebody wake me up when the market's open at 9:30.
WCCO temp 5 below. It's 11 before 9. Here's Jerry Peterson.
Stops continue on the system. You're going to find Highway 100 northbound to 394 eastbound. An accident right at the start of the ramp. Two cars off to either side. You're going to find traffic slowing through that stretch. 394 eastbound, still very heavy. Stop and go levels of traffic yet from before Highway 100 into downtown Minneapolis. Highway 55 and Glenwood, your best alternates there. 35W northbound at 494. That accident off to the right shoulder. Very final stages of being clear, just minor slowdowns now as you move through there. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
When I was a kid, Dad always looked out for me.
That's what dads are for.
Now I'm looking out for him with Ensure. More than a vitamin supplement, Ensure is a delicious drink with all the nutrients adults need to stay healthy, active, be energetic.
Ensure is even recommended number one by doctors as a source of complete, balanced nutrition.
Drink Ensure as a meal or in between. To your health, Dad.
To our health.
Oh, Dad.
Use as directed.
I think we may be in for more rough winter. I just saw the Audubon Society flying south.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still can't remember those woolly caterpillars.
Yeah?
They now have grown parkas.
No.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. That trade gap's getting wider. I'm Ian McLeod. Details in a moment.
Today, I'm talking with DCA customer Mona Riley of Ace Label Systems in Hopkins. They make pressure-sensitive labels. Also with me is Mona's DCA sales rep, Marilyn Cody. Now, Marilyn, when Mona came to DCA for a fax machine, you recommended leasing a Sharp plain paper fax.
Doing business with an in-house leasing company just makes it a whole lot easier to transact business and follow through on it.
And is it actually a whole lot easier, Mona?
It's easy. You just make a monthly payment. When we get ready to upgrade, we can upgrade. No hassles again.
For easier upgrading and more accountability, do what Mona Riley did. Call DC Hay and lease your next Sharp plain paper fax machine.
You ought to call them. 888-8000.
You know that number. 888-8000. Call DC Hay and order your Sharp plain paper fax machine. Dial 888-8000. 888-8000. Or look in the white pages for DC Hay.
Well, the nagging trade deficit took a solid bounce higher in November, nearly $7.6 billion, and October's red ink was revised upward from just over $7 billion to $7.22 billion. Bankers Trust economist John Williams blames the losses on a slowdown in exports, something that may hurt the recovery.
Part of the problem is that foreign economies are growing very, very slowly, and we just can't count on strong export growth to power us into a higher growth range.
The good news is that industrial output in December rose for the third straight month, up 0.3%. The increase led by a big jump in consumer durable goods production, mostly cars, but that may not last. Car sales fell off as the year got underway. Stocks off to a mixed start in active trading. The Dow Jones Industrials a short while ago down 4.59 at 3263.29. Gold a little higher. February gold up 30 cents at 327.60, and the dollar's turned slightly higher. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Mike Lynch here with a question. Do you miss the crack of the bat? Well, you can get an early start on Twins baseball March 14th through the 21st on the WCCO Radio Fans in the Stands Tour to sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I can't wait to host the 93 Fans in the Stands Tour, and I hope you'll be joining us. We'll spend four nights in Fort Myers and enjoy three Twins games at beautiful Lee County Stadium, and we'll also have a big barbecue with Twins players and personnel after one of the games. We'll also spend three nights at Disney Resort in Port Orleans, where we'll get a ticket to one of Disney's theme parks or to Universal Studios. It all ends with a farewell dinner party at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. It's going to be a great time. Round-trip airfare accommodations and a souvenir cap and t-shirt are all part of the package. Now, I don't mean to give you the rush act here, but the tour is three-quarters full and we need to get your reservations. You can get all the details by calling Carlson Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or 1-800-227-5766.
By the way, Raj, the Twins Fest is coming up February 6th and 7th, and that's a Saturday, Sunday again, and that'll be at the Metrodome. And they'll have players there and clinics and a big card show, and it's really turned into quite an event. I remember the first year of it, and we'll be out there broadcasting as well. But put it on your calendar, the 6th and the 7th, a good place to take the kids.
We'll be here, as usual, next week with the Good Morning Show, except I'll be here and you'll be where?
I'll be on the phone with you from somewhere. Be out with the Twins on the Winter Caravan just hanging out. Causing trouble.
This is where all the Twins players, they have...
You go town to town.
And they have big deals. And
yeah, banquets and
always kind of fun. Lots of fun.
Should eat well, I would think.
And you're going to be emceeing some of those big deals. But you got to check in here every morning.
Oh, no, I thought they were signing me to a contract. Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And that starts, that's going on right now. Matter of fact, Gordo's out the road right now with Nobby and some of the people there from the Twins. So, and... what else was I going to mention? We're going to talk cars in the next hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, plus we have the Friday morning news quiz coming up, too.
Ooh, good.
To everyone in the Twin Cities area who made a pledge to United Way this year, there are lots of people who would like to say thanks. Like Ames Johnson, who spent several months at Courage Center after a tumor was removed from his brain.
Thanks, United Way, for helping with my recovery.
From 9-year-old Kelly Cherney, who's learning how to live with diabetes at a special camp just for kids who have diabetes.
Thank you for helping us kids.
from the children and women at Alexandra House who found a place where they're safe from abuse.
Thanks, everybody.
From Roberta, who's 85 and able to live independently in her home with help from her local senior center.
Thanks for your help.
From the Fisher family, who are part of a special program designed to help families leave welfare and become self-supporting.
Thanks, United Way!
And thanks from the thousands of others who will use United Way's programs and services this year. Your help is their hope.
WCCO Radio News, this is Dick Chapman. It's now up to the Minnesota legislature to act on Governor Carlson's plans for children and their education. In last night's State of the State address, the Republican governor proposed a new state agency to coordinate more than 250 programs dealing with children. Carlson also called for an apprenticeship program for high school students and tougher student academic standards. The governor also said Minnesota students must become more serious toward their studies.
And if a child comes home from school and didn't have fun in school, therefore it wasn't a valuable experience. And what we're saying here tonight in no uncertain terms is that we're not going to measure education in the context of fun, but we're going to measure education in the context of results and productivity.
Minneapolis DFL Senator Larry Pogemiller says Governor Carlson may not have intended to, but he says the governor was too tough on students.
It seemed to me that he was bashing children, frankly, and saying that they don't work hard enough, they don't care. And that's not what I find out when I talk to young people about education. Basically, what they tell me is they're not challenged by the system.
The governor will outline his plans to balance the state budget in another speech to the legislature on January 26th. If you've ever wondered what it's like at the South Pole, just ask Anne Bancroft. After trekking 660 miles across Antarctica, Bancroft and her expedition team arrived at the South Pole yesterday afternoon. Bancroft of Sunfish Lake, Minnesota, is leading the Women's Transit Antarctic Expedition. They have 910 miles to go before their journey is completed. Expedition spokesperson Gail Shore says the team should be able to trek faster because the wind now is at their backs.
And it's also going to enable them to use some wind-propelled chutes. It's like snow sailing, and it's going to help them pull them forward because they're pulling 200-pound sled, but these wind-propelled chutes will pull them forward, and they'll be able to increase their speed to 30 miles a day, which is considerably more than they're averaging now.
The four women began their journey November 9th, hope to finish by February 17th. They hope to become the first all-women's team to ski across Antarctica and reach the South Pole without dog sleds or motorized vehicles. Also, Anne Bancroft would become the first woman to reach both poles across the ice. The Lake Wissota branch of the Northwestern Bank near Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, was robbed late yesterday by a man armed with a gun. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department says the man drove away in a stolen truck and then switched to another vehicle. Public drinking water supplies in 21 small and medium-sized Minnesota cities exceed the federal guideline for lead. But state health officials caution that the findings should not alarm residents because the new federal standard is very stringent and corrective action is simple and inexpensive. Cities cited for higher-than-desired lead levels are Alexandria, Albert Lea, Buffalo, Columbia Heights, Crystal, Ely, Eveleth, Fairmont, Faribault, Glencoe, Golden Valley, Little Falls, Marshall, Morris, New Hope, New Prague, Redwood Falls, St. Louis Park, Sleepy Eye, Thief River Falls, and Waconia. The Minnesota World Trade Center in downtown St. Paul plans to make a $78,000 payment today, but just barely. The money is owed on the equipment lease purchase agreement with Northwest Investment Services. If the payment's not made, Northwest could exercise its right to seize two floors of the center, but the head of the World Trade Center says it'll make it. Weather is next.
Did you know there's an affordable way to rejuvenate your outdated kitchen without major construction? Let Sears Cabinet Refacing show you the revolutionary alternative to expensive custom kitchen renovation. Call the Sears Cabinet Refacing Express Line now at 1-800-338-3100. Get a free in-home estimate and save 15% on premium cabinetry styles. Using your existing cabinet framework, Sears Craftsmen replace cabinet doors and drawer fronts and cover all exposed surfaces with Formica brand laminate in your choice of colors. It's sold, furnished, and installed by a Sears authorized contractor, and installation is often completed in just 3 days. So make your old kitchen look young again. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now at 1-800-338-3100. Get a free in-home estimate and save 15% on premium cabinetry styles. Offer ends March 15th, so call 1-800-338-3100 now. That's 1-800-338-3100.
Just before World News, Karen Falloon's weather.
Chappie, those winds, southwest winds, are going to increase today to about 5 to 15 miles an hour, and the afternoon high will be around 17 degrees. And then tomorrow looks partly cloudy with a high of 28, and it's back into the cold on Sunday. Passage of a front on Saturday afternoon, high Sunday 15. Right now, partly cloudy and 2 below.
News you want, people you know. Dick Chapman from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.